I'm checking the news from Ireland, perhaps every 30 or 40 minutes, because the situation in Ireland is escalating. There's a standoff, I suppose you'd call it, by truck drivers and tractor drivers and maybe some other large vehicles blocking traffic, more or less in the centre of Dublin, into Dublin, out of Cork, Galway, and they have yesterday started to blockade the oil depots. It is said that a number of filling stations, petrol stations, have nothing to dispense. It's quite a serious situation. You can imagine why. It's all protest about the cost of diesel and the cost of fuel. It's not so much the cost of fuel to drive cars, but the cost of fuel to drive agricultural and commercial vehicles. The protesters, who everybody says, including me and the government, the right to protest is sacrosanct. That's what I say, quoting a government minister. But is the right to block the roads, influencing ambulances, influencing the delivery of water, is that sacrosanct? The police have made a statement to say that no, the blockage of roads is against the law, and the police have said that they have called on the army, the Irish army, to provide support and to remove vehicles that are blocking the road. Today is the first day in which that information about the army getting involved is abroad. What's going to happen, I wonder? I wonder what's going to happen. If it goes on much longer, a whole lot of businesses, an awful lot of businesses, supermarket deliveries, food deliveries, will be affected. Now it turns out in the last, again, 24 hours, that the people blocking the roads, their representatives say that they will call off the action as soon as the government, a representative of the government, although I'm sure they'd like the head of the government, Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, as soon as they will talk to them. This is unofficial action. This is not action being taken by the Irish Road Hauliers Association or the Irish Farmers Association or any official organisation. This is all organised via networks of people using WhatsApp, apparently. Can the government go and talk to them? If they do, what effect does that have on the organisations with whom they usually consult and negotiate? I don't see how they can go and talk to the people blocking the roads. They might have, you know, representatives informally having chats with the leaders in order to suss out what their terms are and bring back intelligence to the government and to the police and to the army.